And I understand that your garden is a mix of things. You've got ornamentals, you've got crops, you've got flowers, all growing in the same spaces.
Yes. And for instance, if I'm growing 12 tomato plants, they're in 12 different spots. They're not in a row of 12. Just mixing up your garden. Diversity in every bed. Row cropping was only ever, you know, the rock group Jethro Tull took their name from the British farmer who created row cropping for early ease of mechanical harvesting. There's no reason to do it.
Besides that.
In a home garden, unless you're just obsessive compulsive, and then it's still working against you. Because if you got eight tomato plants in a row, you get a disease or a pest on one, they can just
like
walk
dominoes
to the next one. Yeah. But if you've got peppers and a canna lily and a rose and then another tomato plant, well, they're going to have a hard time making that distance.
I'm kind of curious because your background is not in horticulture. Your degree is in radio, TV, and film. How you respond to university critics who say, this isn't the way you do it, or what Mike McGrath is saying isn't the right way.
You know, they really don't do that anymore. When I went to Temple University for radio, TV, film, one of the best classes I took was broadcast performance with a guy named Bob Bradley, who is a features reporter on the NBC affiliate in Philadelphia. And that's where a lot of kids washed out, because this is like 1970, and seeing yourself on videotape was a crushing experience. But those of us who survived, a lot of them were trying, I'm going to be a sportscaster, I'm going to be a weather person, I'm going to be an anchor. And Bob would tell them, it doesn't matter. The skill is exactly the same. Whether you're a features reporter, a medical reporter, you have to learn that you, for instance, when I was on the Today Show, I had 16 million sets of eyes on me every Saturday morning I was on. If you think about that, you're paralyzed. But you know the skill. You're talking to one person, which is true, because there's really only one person who's listening to you at that time, who you're communicating with. So as I developed the personal skill of gardening, I never claimed to be an expert. If anything, I claimed to be able to talk to people about what was going on. And
you're billed as one of the nation's gardening experts.
Well, sure, because I've been doing it for 35 years. I have been giving talks and editing and doing the radio show for 30 years. And I kind of expected more backlash from the university people. But it was very much like my experience as a health writer when I would call, you know, researchers at universities and medical centers. As soon as they heard that I had actually read the study and understood it and was talking to them about p-values and raw data, they didn't care if I was from the Philadelphia Inquirer, Temple University Alumni Review, Prevention Magazine. Here was somebody who had read studies and understood them. So rather than get the backlash that you're talking about, if anything, I would then be asked to be a guest instructor at Longwood Gardens or
something like that.
Yeah, which is very humbling. But I can hold my own. And I always tell people I don't have a degree in botany, but I got 35 years of growing better tomatoes and garlic and peppers than you could under my circumstances. And that's just because I was too dumb to stop.
Well, in fact, garlic is one of your favorite crops for some reason.
I love garlic. Oh, no, no. Yeah, and I don't know why either.
Because this is the one you've really invested so much time in breeding the characteristics that you want.
I grow the raspberries and peaches for my wife. I grow the tomatoes because you have to. You know, there's just, I mean, if you're a gardener, if you're a vegetable gardener, you got to grow tomatoes, you know. And I think I was at a conference back in the 90s, and there was a guy there from Johnny Selected Seeds, and it was a fall conference, and he had these different heads of garlic. And they liked the editorials I was writing in Organic Gardening magazine at the time. So he gave me these like 12 different heads of garlic to take home, told me you plant it in the fall. And you harvest it, and you're around the 4th of July in our region. So I took them home, and not all of them did well. But I got enough, and then I started researching it. And, of course, it was counterintuitive. You don't use the biggest cloves. Those are the ones you use, even though it's a pain in the butt to clean them. You save the biggest cloves for replanting, because theoretically back then you would get bigger cloves in your heads. So 5 years of planting big cloves, all of a sudden, no matter what the original garlic had been, maybe there were 13 different sized cloves in a head. Now I'm getting heads that have 5 or 6 giant sized cloves, and the little ones are the exception. 10 years into it, I'm invited to come out to the Seed Savers Exchange to give a talk to professional small-scale farmers, and I'm totally intimidated. And at the last minute, I'd been making my own garlic powder. I would dry the smaller cloves and grind it, and at the last minute, I thought I'll take this out with me, and they went nuts
because of the flavor.
Well, not only the flavor, but the fact that they could take this crop that had only a limited value, put a little bit of, quote, extra value into it, and sell the garlic powder for 10 times as much. And yes, plus they had all used garlic powder from a store or in a Italian restaurant. And I had these little jars of mine, shaker jars, and I passed them around the audience and I said, try it. And they were making moans like an adult movie. So it is a ton of fun, and I've learned not only – oh, and they gave me the honor. They said that at 10 years out, since my garlic had changed so dramatically from what I had planted, this was now my own strain, and it's in the Seed Savers Doomsday Vault.
What's the name of it?
I think Zionsville Gold or something like that.
And, of course, Zionsville is where you live in Pennsylvania.
And it has always the same – basic strain has been growing out, being improved for, since like well before 1990. So well over 25 years, probably closer to 30.
And this is sort of what people say about your homemade tomato sauce. They say it could compete with Newman's Own.
Oh,
it's
snap,
crackle, pop. And
it's three ingredients. It's tomatoes. It's my own tomatoes, my own garlic, and my own basil. You know, over the years, I've simplified it. And, you would kill to get my tomato sauce.
You didn't bring any with you?
No. But that's it. You grow this stuff. And here, especially in State College, I mean, you got a very short growing season.
So getting longer all the time, though.
The real skill is to pickle your peppers, to make pickles out of your cucumbers, to grow most of your tomatoes for sauce. It's so easy to can up tomato sauce because you don't need a pressure cooker. It's the only thing you can
of the acid.
Right. Yeah. It's the only thing you can do in a hot water bath with mason jars. Grow your own garlic, which if it's really good hardneck garlic, the beautiful Italian varieties with the purple wrappers and the magnificent back flavors, well, that garlic isn't going to be stable like the white Chinese garlic in the supermarkets or the California garlic. It's going to start sprouting once you get into the fall. So as you harvest it, you use it right away in your tomato sauce. You save the big cloves for replanting. But then when the cloves are fresh out of the ground, when they're just so incredibly juicy with this incredible flavor, that's when you slice them up, put them in a food dryer for a day or two, grind them up. I got a little $10 coffee grinder that never had coffee in it. You grind them up, put them in little jars with those little desiccating pouches you get with vitamins and shoes that say, don't eat me. And then you've got your own garlic until you harvest another crop the next summer.
Well,
and it's not that hard. I barely have opposable thumbs, and I can do this, kids.
All right. Thanks so much.